7 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope on Kaleidoscope Today. We're talking 4-H. Let's start this morning by having you introduce yourself.
I'm Aubrey Paplo.
I'm Chloe Snyder.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming in. What clubs are you with?
I'm part of the Amboy Sunrisers 4-H Club.
And I'm a part of the Springfield Sparklers 4-H Club.
All right, and the wind didn't blow you away coming in this morning?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Well, it may on the way back. Well, we appreciate you sneaking out of school and coming and talking with us. How long have you guys been in 4-H?
I've been in 4-H for about 10 years.
I've been in 4-H for 7.
Okay, and what do you do in 4-H?
I show cattle, and then I am an ambassador, a pollinator ambassador, an egg ambassador, and I do general projects.
Wow.
I show cattle, and I'm an ambassador.
Okay, what does it mean to be an ambassador? What's that mean?
So, ambassadors go around kind of promoting 4-H, helping, and doing projects around the community.
Okay. So when you see things being done by 4-H, typically that's the ambassadors yep. that are doing that. Okay. Do you volunteer to be an ambassador? Are you asked to be an ambassador? How does that work?
Any youth grades
6
through like your 4-H career can be an ambassador.
So it's like 6 through 10.
Okay.
Right?
It's 6 through your second year, your first year of college.
You didn't know there was going to be a test today,
did you? No.
Well, that's neat, though. And along with all the other things that you guys are doing, you stay pretty busy in 4-H then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so this time of year, the fairs are all done. Are you working on next year already? What are you working on now?
So I know our ambassador group is still trying to do outreach programs. We are planning to do some like care packages, and we're gonna send those to like nursing homes, and we're going up into Sioux Falls to help at a foster care network. So we'll organize clothes, organize toys, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you stay busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
We try to plan events, like, all throughout the year to make sure we are still, like, we aren't just, like, a summer program or a year-round program.
So, especially with cattle, though, that's not something you start in May of next year to get to the fair.
So our beef, like market beef and stuff, that is, I think the weigh-in's in February. So that's when you can kind of, you choose like a pool of them that you think will be good. So then those get tagged, so then those can go to the fair. Your spring calves, those I think get tagged in like May.
Okay.
So that's when you kind of narrow down. You can have yours picked out before the deadlines, but...
But you just have to have them done by those
yep.
dates.
Yes.
All right. So there is a lot going on. Do you guys want to run through what we've got going?
Sure. So in November, we hosted our annual 4-H banquet. We'd like to thank everyone that attended the banquet and congratulate Dr. Kent Lucky for receiving the Friend of 4-H Award and to Troy Paplo for receiving the 4-H Alumni Award.
On December 3rd, Clover Buds in the Extension Office, 10 through 11:30 a.m. All youth in grades K through 3 are invited to participate in our free monthly Clover Bud adventures. This month, we'll learn more about Christmas trees as we do activities, read a book that you can keep, and have a snack. RSVPs are appreciated.
December 5th, Horse Project Development Committee, PDC, meeting. Extension office, 6:30 p.m. The group will review County Fair and discuss future educational programming and the 2023 County Fair.
five livestock project development committee meeting is extension office 7:30 p.m. The group will review county fair and discuss future educational programming and the 2023 county fair.
December 28th. Ambassadors, youth in grades 6 through 13 are invited to travel to Sioux Falls to volunteer with the Lincoln County, South Dakota 4-H junior leaders at the East River Foster Parent Network. After that, the group will go to Thunder Road for a gift exchange, pizza, and games. The group will leave from the extension office at 8 a.m. If you're interested in going, please RSV to Crystal at 507-831-4022.
December 29th, Junior Ambassadors Extension Office, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Youth in grades 3 through 5 are invited to create a unique holiday shadow box. There will be snacks, and if there's time, they'll work on another fair project.
Looking into January, the statewide virtual careers Down on the Farm program for youth in grades K through 3 will run Saturdays in January from 10 to 10:30 a.m. All youth are welcome to participate in a Zoom to learn about being an auctioneer, equipment dealer, florist, and grocer. Register online through 4HOnline.com. Questions about 4-H? Call the Extension Office at 507-831-4022 or email Crystal at mohrh002@umn.edu.
Might be easier just to call her.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. A lot going on.
Yeah.
Do you guys participate in all of that stuff?
I will be attending the livestock PDC meeting, and then I'll be going on the ambassador's trip up to Sioux Falls.
Okay.
I'll be going on the ambassador trip.
That sounds like that's going to be a fun day.
Mm-hmm. We've done it in the past, and it was very, like, nice to, like, meet, like, with other 4-H'ers, especially from, like, South Dakota, because they do things different there. So it was really nice to, like, meet them, and you kind of grow a connection with some of them.
Sure. And get to see how it's done in other places.
Yeah.
So it's never too late to join 4-H.
No.
What do you tell people why they should join 4-H?
Because it's very fun and educational, and we do a lot of community service projects. So you're helping out the community really well.
When people ask me about 4-H, I say you learn a lot of life skills. And there's always, like, a different, like, project area or, like, a group of people that you want to be a part of. There's just so many different, like, areas that, like, if you're interested in one different thing, you could just do that area and you can still be involved in 4-H.
Yeah, there is definitely something for everybody in 4-H. Yes. Very good. Anything else we need to add this morning?
I don't think so.
No.
All right. Well, I guess we got to go back to school then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That will do it for our 4-H update today on KDOM, and that is Kaleidoscope.